College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I saw y'all lined up at the Mall of America, 1,200 deep, looking for deep discounts, making sure you got everything on that Christmas list that those kids do not deserve. I love my kids, but I just don't love them enough to stand out in the cold for them. I mean, unless Jesus is there with a couple of disciples, I'm just not doing it. I'm sorry. I can't. You know, I understand my mama did it. They had the little lawn chairs and they would go out there and get those discounts. And we did not ever appreciate those toys. We didn't. We really didn't. We did not appreciate the sacrifices that they made to get that toy at that discounted rate. We did not. We did not. We were some very ungrateful children. And I don't love my kids that much. I don't love them enough to stand out in single digit temperatures. When I saw, I was watching Channel 5 because Brandi Powell was hosting, and I saw the new weather guy, the one who looks like Al Roker. He's a cute little fella. And he was talking about the single digit temperature. And then they showed the live shot and they had the line outside of the Mall of America snaking. I said, yeah, I'm not. No, thank you. I'll sit here. I'll click. I'll go on Amazon. It's all good. Don't worry about it. But I want that energy, the same energy that we all had, that y'all had for Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. I want y'all to keep that up today. Right. Because today is probably for a lot of us, for our economy, for Minnesota, for our families. Today is more important than Black Friday. Because it's Small Business Saturday. It's a great way to celebrate and support small businesses right here in our community. And people are saying, well, Shaletta, how do I find a small business? I don't really, you know, where do I go? I mean, if I go to the Mall of America, there's the retail chains. I don't want to work that hard, but I do, you know, want to support small businesses in our community. There's a couple of things that you can do today. And I want to tell you about them. And then I also want to introduce you to a small business owner that you can go to and you buy stuff. You can get stuff for your teachers and Christmas stuff. But I just want to make sure you guys know. So Saturday, Step It Up for the holidays is going on in Brooklyn Park until 3 o'clock. They've got 20 independent retailers with temporary space at this Brooklyn Park Small Business Center. Right. And they are there with these vendors and you can come and you can shop and they're going to be there until the holidays are over. So you can go there any Saturday you'd like. But today is Small Business Saturday. So I encourage you to go there. It's at 7970 Brooklyn Boulevard. It is free and open to the public. Again, dozens of vendors there until 3 o'clock. Small business kind of pop up. Right. But there's some brick and mortar stores right here in our community. And one of my favorite places to go, it's where I buy all my earrings. It's where I get my teacher gifts from when I have to buy things for my teachers in case my kids cut up. I'm currying favor. I'm not ashamed or embarrassed to say that. Is Roslyn's Place. Roslyn is a small business owner that I met last year at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. She and her husband are amazing people. And she started making candles. And opened up a shop, and it's just morphed into a place where other small business owners can come and they can sell their products there. My earrings by Sammy that I love, I buy them at Roslyn's Place. My books are being sold at Roslyn's Place. Shayla Reeves, her new book is being sold at Rosalind's Place. And she's got a new location in St. Paul. And I want to make sure all my St. Paul folks know about this. I know it's hard for y'all to cross the river if you're in Minneapolis because you don't have your passport on you. If you are in St. Paul and you're out today because it's a beautiful day and you're shopping for Small Business Saturday, I want to make sure you get by Rosalind's Place. So I got Roslyn on the phone with me. She's on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Roslyn, thank you so much for being on the show. I know this is a busy Saturday for you, so I thank you for taking some time with me.
Thank you, Ms. Shaletta.
Now, you've got a location in St. Paul. Tell me where you are. Tell me what the hours are. And then we're going to get to all the cool stuff that you have there available.
Yeah, the location in St. Paul is not open yet, but it will be open very soon. I'm waiting on the city to get through final inspection walkthrough. The address there will be 1652 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, and it will be next door to Patagonia and French Meadow on the college campus of McAllister.
I love it. Okay, so I had all my information wrong, so that is going to be open later. Where are you now? Because I want to make sure that folks are listening, get to you so they can celebrate Small Business Saturday at your shop.
Yeah, I'm at on the corner of Central and Lowry Avenue Northeast. The address here is 2430 Central Avenue Northeast. Small Business Saturday is harder this year than other years for a lot of people. And the holiday season has been tough this year. A lot of my colleagues and I in the business are seeing slower revenue in like quarter four than we have in the last couple years. So we need the business. So 2430 Central Avenue Northeast on the corner of Central and Lowry.
Okay, now, Ms. Rosalind, tell us what you have there at your shop, because everybody knows about your amazing candles. For those of you who don't, I want you to tell them about the candles, but there's so much more in the shop.
Yeah, so there are plenty of things. We've got art from a local artist, so prints, and we have earrings, a lot of earrings from everything is handmade from as many local makers as possible. We've got glassware for cocktails and drink water and for wine, and all of our glassware is made from 100% recycled glass, and so our store is super sustainable, and we really curate everything and I take my time to choose what makers get to come in our store, and so everything we've got in here is perfect for the holidays. We've got gifts for everybody. I'm looking at mugs, books, art for my dad. My dad is an artist. He's a wood turner. I've got a couple of pieces here from him. I just got new mugs from a new maker, functional heirlooms. Just giving them a shout out. They just dropped the mugs for me. And I've got Lovejoy's Bloody Mary stuff on here as well. I've got a Doing Well cocktail infusion kit. I don't sell alcohol, but I do have an infusion kit. It's endless. I could go on. There's bath stuff. There is plant propagation stuff for your walls. There's incense. There's hats, mittens, ready-to-go tie for two in a cute container that's sustainable. And so, but yeah, it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and folks can come in and they can buy, they can shop, they can browse. Now, I'm going to take a quick break, but when we come back, Rosalind, I want to talk to you about something you said about how small business owners are seeing less foot traffic, seeing less customers, and that is having an impact on your bottom line. And we want to use this opportunity on Small Business Saturday to autocorrect and get that right. And I'm going to tell you how you can do that next. I tell you what, Rosalind is one of the hardest working women, small business owner, brand new mom, wife, community advocate. She is counting on us on Small Business Saturday to get over to her shop, Rosalind's Place, on Central and Lowry in Northeast Minneapolis to support small businesses. This is the day. This is Small Business Saturday. Y'all were lined up outside in the cold to support the Mall of America. Mall of America's good. Our small business owners need your help. And we've been talking to Rosalind. She has been kind enough to join us for a little bit longer. Rosalind, because you said something in the last break that I wanted to make sure that we touched on, because people say, well, how can I make a difference? How can I help? And you said something that I can't let go of. You said that, you know, you've been talking to a lot of small business owners and you all are seeing less foot traffic, less sales, less customers in this fourth quarter of the year. And you need us to get out and support you for Small Business Saturday.
Yeah. So, yeah, the struggle is real right now for a lot of small businesses. Hi, welcome. excuse me, customers, I'm on the phone with WCCO Radio, but I keep shopping, and yeah, let me know. Yeah. So, Shaletta, I'm at the store right now, so pardon any interruption.
Oh, no worries. So, we get it.
Yeah. So, basically, it's just harder this year. I think that people are finally able to, there's finally things that are opening up after COVID, and we're, every entrepreneur I'm talking to that owns, that's a retailer or a maker, is like myself, is being very creative about how they're making money. So a lot of people are doing pop-ups right now. You mentioned the Brooklyn Park pop-up. There's mm-hmm. one, the Dayton pop-up. So a lot of my counterparts and colleagues are actually like diversifying their income streams and their revenue right now. And I'm in the store because I chose to be here on the corner of Central and Lowry. And I want to be a neighborhood store that people can come to, and people have come today. So I'm really grateful for all the people who've come today to shop Small Business Saturday. Thank you for to all those people who are listening. We need you, and we appreciate you, your business. I literally cannot live and eat without the foot traffic. So it's a plea from a business owner with the storefront and brick and mortar. It's always the hardest part because I still have to pay rent regardless of right. how much money I make or don't make. And I still have to pay my employees because I should. It's not their fault that there's a slow season. And I pay them really well. And so I'm starting at like $20 an hour for temporary holiday help because everybody deserves a living wage and not just a minimum wage. And I don't need to go into that with you, obviously. But yeah. So it's a lot. As you can hear from my voice, probably, I'm a little bit stressed out this year because of my bottom line is being completely challenged by the current rise in prices and the economy being kind of shaky right now.
Yeah. But you know what? I just believe, Roslyn, and I just have faith that the people who are listening as good neighbors will get in their cars today and come out and support you. Over at your shop on Central and Lowry, it's Roslyn's Place. You know, we all have to bless our teachers. We all have to make sure that our, you know, principal and the secretary at the school has something to say thank you from our children. And so this is a great opportunity, whether it's your candles or the books that you have that you can buy for the teachers to put in their nook, the earrings that you can buy for, you know, your coworkers or friends, or if you're a Secret Santa, so that, you know, you can not only, you know, give somebody some holiday cheer, but also support small businesses on this Small Business Saturday. Thank you, Roslyn, for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Michelle. I really appreciate you reaching out and welcoming me into your show. I really appreciate it.
All right. And you guys, don't forget, Roslyn is over at Roslyn's Place on Central and Lowry in Northeast Minneapolis. She's going to be open today for Small Business Saturday, along with so many other small business owners. And make it your business to get over there. You know, when I get off the radio, I'm going to go over there and just go ahead and do the early shopping that I need to do for the teachers. I've got, each one of my kids has a teacher, but then my kids with autism have special education teachers, and those people, God bless them. God bless our special education teachers and paras, because they deserve so much more than a candle. I wish I could just give them the whole shop, but I'm going to make sure and make it my business to get over there and buy up about 6 or 7 candles to make sure that, you know, my children's teachers know that I appreciate them. You know, for those who enjoy earrings, they'll get a pair of earrings. You know, again, Roslyn has children's books there. And I know that a lot of our teachers buy their own books and put it in the classroom. So I'll, you know, buy a couple of books for those teachers that have nooks in their rooms. And then that high school boy is over there. He got 7 or 8 teachers too. And so I'm telling you, I'm just going to bring a little laundry basket, an empty laundry basket. I threw the dirty clothes on the floor before I left home, and I got the laundry basket so that I can just put whatever I need in my little laundry basket. And then when the time comes, I'm ready. And today is really the day. And you heard the anxiety in Roslyn's voice. And that's what a lot of other small business owners are feeling. And I appreciate her being transparent with us. I appreciate her saying, you know what? I pay people a living wage, $20 an hour. And I employ folks and make sure that they have what they need so that they can live. But I'm afraid because I got rent to pay. I have a bottom line. And just the fact that she shared that with us while she was working and helping her customers touched me in a way that I was not expecting. And so I'm definitely going to get over there. And I hope that for Small Business Saturday, that we take that same zeal, that same zest, that same excitement that we have for Black Friday to get over here and support our small businesses. So, you know, whether you go to Red Balloon Books, Rosalind's Place, you can get on over here and shop with Divina Pittman and her Nature Syrup line. Whether you go over here and buy some books from Crown Shepherd, you know, there's so many opportunities for you here in the Twin Cities to shop local at a small business. So whether it is clothing or books or toys or candles, there is something that you can purchase, something that you can buy, something, you know, that you can get, whether it is for your household or someone else, and you can make a difference. Whether your purchase is $10 or $100, it's just for a small business owner, it's just seeing and knowing that someone cares, right? So if you do get a chance to go by Rosalind's Place, let her know that I sent you. Tell her you heard it on CCO Radio. Encourage her. You heard her voice just like I did. Our small business owners need to know that we are there with them and for them to help them get through this season. All right. Now, we ain't through. We got 2 more hours of the Shaletta Show. So y'all come on back. I saw y'all lined up at the Mall of America. 1,200 deep. Looking for deep discounts. Making sure you got everything on that Christmas list that those kids do not deserve. I love my kids, but I just don't love them enough to stand out in the cold for them. I mean, unless Jesus is there with a couple of disciples, I'm just not doing it. I'm sorry. I can't. You know, I understand my mama did it. They had the little lawn chairs and they would go out there and get those discounts. And we did not ever appreciate those toys. We didn't. We really didn't. We did not appreciate the sacrifices that they made to get that toy at that discounted rate. We did not. We did not. We were some very ungrateful children. And I don't know about y'all. I don't love my kids that much. I don't love them enough to stand out in single digit temperatures. When I saw, I was watching Channel 5 because Brandi Powell was hosting, and I saw the new weather guy, the one who looks like Al Roker. He's a cute little fella. And he was talking about the single digit temperature. And then they showed the live shot and they had the line outside of the Mall of America snaking. I said, yeah, I'm not. No, thank you. I'll sit here. I'll click. I'll go on Amazon. It's all good. Don't worry about it. But I want that energy, the same energy that we all had, that y'all had for Black Friday, the dad's Thanksgiving. I want y'all to keep that up today. Right. Because today is probably for a lot of us, for our economy, for Minnesota, for our families. Today is more important than Black Friday. Because it's Small Business Saturday. It's a great way to celebrate and support small businesses right here in our community. And people are saying, well, Shaletta, how do I find a small business? I don't really, you know, where do I go? I mean, if I go to the Mall of America, there's the retail chains. I you know, I don't want to work that hard, but I do, you know, want to support small businesses in our community. There's a couple of things that you can do today. And I want to tell you about them. And then I also want to introduce you to a small business owner that you can go to and you buy stuff. You can get stuff for your teachers and Christmas stuff. But I just want to make sure you guys know. So Saturday, Step It Up for the Holidays is going on in Brooklyn Park until 3 o'clock. They've got 20 independent retailers with temporary space at this Brooklyn Park Small Business Center. Right. And they are there with these vendors and you can come and you can shop and they're going to be there until the holidays are over. So you can go there any Saturday you'd like. But today is Small Business Saturday. So I encourage you to go there. It's at 7970 Brooklyn Boulevard. It is free and open to the public. Again, dozens of vendors there until 3 o'clock. Small business kind of pop up. Right. But there's some brick and mortar stores right here in our community. And one of my favorite places to go, it's where I buy all my earrings. It's where I get my teacher gifts from. when I have to buy things for my teachers in case my kids cut up. I'm currying favor. I'm not ashamed or embarrassed to say that, is Roslyn's Place. Roslyn is a small business owner that I met last year at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. She and her husband are amazing people, and she started making candles and opened up a shop, and it's just morphed into a place where other small business owners can come and they can sell their products there. My earrings by Sammy that I love, I buy them at Roslyn's Place. My books are being sold at Roslyn's Place. Shayla Reeves, her new book is being sold at Roslyn's Place. And she's got a new location in St. Paul. And I want to make sure all my St. Paul folks know about this. I know it's hard for y'all to cross the river if you're in Minneapolis because you don't have your passport on you. But if you are in St. Paul and you're out today because it's a beautiful day and you're shopping for Small Business Saturday, I want to make sure you get by Roslyn's Place. So I got Roslyn on the phone with me. She's on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Roslyn, thank you so much for being on the show. I know this is a busy, busy Saturday for you, so I thank you for taking some time with me.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Shaletta.
Now, you've got a location in St. Paul. Tell me where you are. Tell me what the hours are, and then we're going to get to all the cool stuff that you have there available.
Yeah, the location in St. Paul is not open yet, but it will be open very soon. I'm waiting on the city to get through final inspection walkthrough. The address there will be 1652 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, and it will be next door to Patagonia and French Meadow on the college campus of McAllister.
I love it. Okay, so I had all my information wrong, so that is going to be open later. Where are you now? Because I want to make sure that folks are listening, get to you so they can celebrate Small Business Saturday at your shop.
Yeah, I'm at on the corner of Central and Lowry Avenue Northeast. The address here is 2430 Central Avenue Northeast. Small Business Saturday is harder this year than other years for a lot of people, and the holiday season has been tough this year. A lot of my colleagues and I in the business are seeing slower revenue in like quarter four than we have in the last couple years. So we need the business. So 2430 Central Avenue Northeast on the corner of Central and Lowry.
Okay, now, Miss Roslyn, tell us what you have there at your shop, because everybody knows about your amazing candles. For those of you who don't, I want you to tell them about the candles, but there's so much more in the shop.
Yeah, so there are plenty of things. We've got art from a local artist, so prints, and we have earrings, a lot of earrings from everything is handmade from as many local makers as possible. We've got glassware for cocktails and drink water and for wine, and all of our glassware is made from 100% recycled glass, and so our store is super sustainable, and we really curate everything and I take my time to choose what makers get to go come in our store, and so everything we've got in here is perfect for the holidays. We've got gifts for everybody. I'm looking at mugs, books, art from my dad. My dad is an artist. He's a wood turner. I've got a couple pieces here from him. I just got new mugs from a new maker, functional heirlooms. Just giving them a shout out. They just dropped up mugs for me. And I've got Lovejoy, Bloody Mary stuff on here as well. I've got a Doing Well cocktail infusion kit. I don't sell alcohol, but I do have an infusion kit. This plus it's endless. I could go on. There's bat stuff. There is plant propagation stuff for your walls. There's incense. There's hats, mittens, ready to go tie for two in a cute container that's sustainable. And so, but yeah, it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and folks can come in and they can buy, they can shop, they can browse. Now, I'm going to take a quick break, but when we come back, Roslyn, I want to talk to you about something you said about how small business owners are seeing less foot traffic. seeing less customers. And that is having an impact on your bottom line. And we want to use this opportunity on Small Business Saturday to autocorrect and get that right. And I'm going to tell you how you can do that next. I tell you what, Roslyn is one of the hardest working women, small business owner, brand new mom, wife, community advocate. She is counting on us on Small Business Saturday to get over to her shop, Roslyn's Place, on Central and Lowry in Northeast Minneapolis to support small businesses. This is the day. This is Small Business Saturday. Y'all were lined up outside in the cold to support the Mall of America. Mall of America's good. Our small business owners need your help. And we've been talking to Roslyn. She has been kind enough to join us for a little bit longer. Roslyn, because you said something in the last break that I wanted to make sure that we touched on, because people say, well, how can I make a difference? How can I help? And you said something that I can't let go of. You said that, you know, you've been talking to a lot of small business owners and you all are seeing less foot traffic, less sales, less customers in this fourth quarter of the year. And you need us to get out and support you for Small Business Saturday.
Yeah. So, yeah, the struggle is real right now for a lot of small businesses. Hi, welcome. Excuse me, customers. I'm on the phone with WCCO Radio, but I'll keep shopping. And, yeah, let me know. Yeah. So, Shaletta, I'm at the store right now, so pardon any interruption.
Oh, no worries. So, we get it.
Yeah. So basically, it's just harder this year. I think that people are finally able to, there's finally things that are opening up after COVID. And every entrepreneur I'm talking to that's a retailer or a maker is like myself, is being very creative about how they're making money. So a lot of people are doing pop-ups right now. You mentioned the Brooklyn Park pop-up. There's mm-hmm. one, the Dayton pop-up. So a lot of my counterparts and colleagues are actually like diversifying their income streams and their revenue right now. And I'm in the store because I chose to be here on the corner of Central and Lowry. And I want to be a neighborhood store that people can come to, and people have come today. So I'm really grateful for all the people who've come today to shop Small Business Saturday. Thank you to all those people who are listening. We need you and we appreciate you. Your business, I literally cannot live and eat without the foot traffic. So it's a plea from a business owner with the storefront and brick and mortar. It's always the hardest part because I still have to pay rent regardless of how much money I make or don't make. And I still have to pay my employees because I should. It's not their fault that there's a slow season. And I pay them really well. And so I'm starting at like $20 an hour for temporary holiday help because everybody deserves a living wage and not just a minimum wage. And I don't need to go into that with you, obviously. But yeah, so it's a lot. As you can hear from my voice, probably I'm a little bit stressed out this year because of my bottom line is being completely challenged by the current rise in prices and the economy being kind of shaky right now.
Yeah. But you know what? I just believe, Roslyn, and I just have faith that the people who are listening as good neighbors will get in their cars today and come out and support you over at your shop on Central and Lowry. It's Roslyn's Place. You know, we all have to bless our teachers. We all have to make sure that our, principal and the secretary at the school has something to say thank you from our children. And so this is a great opportunity, whether it's your candles or the books that you have that you can buy for the teachers to put in their nook, the earrings that you can buy for, you know, your coworkers or friends, or if you're a Secret Santa, so that, you know, you can not only, you know, give somebody some holiday cheer, but also support small businesses on this Small Business Saturday. Thank you, Roslyn, for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Michelle. I really appreciate you reaching out and welcoming me into your show. I really appreciate it.
All right. And you guys, don't forget, Roslyn is over at Roslyn's Place on Central and Lowry in Northeast Minneapolis. She's going to be open today for Small Business Saturday, along with so many other small business owners. And make it your business to get over there. You know, when I get off the radio, I'm going to go over there and just go ahead and do the early shopping that I need to do for the teachers. I've got each one of my kids has a teacher. But then my kids with autism have special education teachers. And those people, God bless them. God bless our special education teachers and paras, because they deserve so much more than a candle. I wish I could just give them the whole shop, but I'm going to make sure and make it my business to get over there and buy up about 6 or 7 candles to make sure that, you know, my children's teachers know that I appreciate them. You know, for those who enjoy earrings, they'll get a pair of earrings. You know, again, Rosalind has children's books there. And I know that a lot of our teachers buy their own books and put it in the classroom. So I'll, you know, buy a couple of books for those teachers that have nooks in their rooms. And then that high school boy is over there. He got 7 or 8 teachers too. And so I'm telling you, I'm just going to bring a little laundry basket, an empty laundry basket. I threw the dirty clothes on the floor before I left home, and I got the laundry basket so that I can just put whatever I need in my little laundry basket. And then when the time comes, I'm ready. And today is really the day. And you heard the anxiety in Rosalind's voice. And that's what a lot of other small business owners are feeling. And I appreciate her being transparent with us. I appreciate her saying, you know what? I pay people a living wage, $20 an hour. And I employ folks and make sure that they have what they need so that they can live. But I'm afraid because I got rent to pay. I have a bottom line. And just the fact that she shared that with us while she was working and helping her customers touched me in a way that I was not expecting. And so I'm definitely going to get over there. And I hope that for Small Business Saturday, that we take that same zeal, that same zest, that same excitement that we have for Black Friday to get over here and support our small businesses. So, you know, whether you go to Red Balloon Books, Rosalind's Place, you can get on over here and shop with Devonna Pittman and her Nature Syrup line. Whether you go over here and buy some books from Crown Shepherd, you know, there's so many opportunities for you here in the Twin Cities to shop local at a small business. So whether it is clothing or books or toys or candles, there is something that you can purchase, something that you can buy, something, you know, that you can get, whether it is for your household or someone else, and you can make a difference. Whether your purchase is $10 or $100, it's just, for a small business owner, it's just seeing and knowing that someone cares, right? So if you do get a chance to go by Rosalind's Place, let her know that I sent you. Tell her you heard it on CCO Radio. Encourage her. You heard her voice just like I did. Our small business owners need to know that we are there with them and for them to help them get through this season. All right. Now, we ain't through. We got 2 more hours of the Shaletta Show. So y'all come on back.